Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there are any authors in our audience today, I'm sure they know the difficulties in finding a publisher for their work. Our next guest is an author and illustrator of children's books who has recently found a publisher in the University of South Carolina Press. Lisa Ann Cullen lives, writes, and draws in Ridgeway, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
So first of all, give us your background on how you got into writing and illustrating children's books.
Well, I've been an artist all my life, and I communicated best with pictures. And then in my mid-20s, I thought to myself, what do I want to do? I went to school and learned how to write for children. And so I've paired both of those passions together to become an author and an illustrator.
Walk through the process of finding a publisher.
Well, in finding a publisher, it depends on the type of book that you want to publish. One of the best ways to do it is to read children's books. So I was fortunate to be a librarian for a school publisher for many years. So I was able to read many, many books. And from that point, I was able to look at books and see what types of books publishers were publishing and then decide which publishers to submit manuscripts to.
And then walk through the submissions process for us.
Well, it's an interesting process because every publisher has a different process. It's just a matter of researching their guidelines, following their guidelines, and then submitting the way that they want to see submissions.
Many of us are wondering how many no's before you had that yes.
Well, I've had quite a few no's, as any author illustrator would have, but I've also gotten some yeses.
Now that you are with publishers, mm-hmm. share with us your experiences there.
Well, with University of South Carolina Press, the publisher reviews the story and the art. There's always editorial feedback, and publishing the book takes a little bit of time. And then once the book comes out, then it's a matter of marketing the book and attending events and showcasing the stories.
And these publishers have been able to put some money into marketing for you?
Yes, yes. The books are put out on Amazon and through distribution, as well as online publishers. And then also even local bookstores will showcase the books so that their shoppers can purchase the books.
And so I guess this means you're doing some traveling.
A little bit of traveling. Sumter, Kernersville, North Carolina, Chapin, South Carolina, all over both of the Carolinas. Since these books are Carolina folktales, then I've been all over the Carolinas.
Tell us where you get your material from for these books.
Since these are Carolina folktales, they are retellings. And as part of my studies to learn how to write for children, I was taught how to research folktales that I would like to retell in a setting of my choosing. And for Little Orange Honey Hood, that particular book was taken from Little Red Riding Hood. But as Little Orange Honey Hood, it is the swamp setting, and there is a very hungry alligator in the story. So it varies slightly from Little Red Riding Hood. And for Three Wild Pigs, that's taken from Three Little Pigs, but yet there's a Carolina spin on it. Hurricane Wolf is coming to huff and puff and blow their houses down. So it's a matter of researching the original tales, the original folk tales, and then adding a spin to it for a setting that an author wants to highlight.
And how long does it take you to finish one book because you're also illustrating these?
Illustrations take anywhere from 6 to 8 months for me, since my illustrations are hand illustrated. They're done by hand. There's nothing digital with my illustrations. And the writing of the story, it can take sometimes years. It can take weeks to months to years to write a story and have it ready for submission.
And so what's next for Lisa Ann Cullen? Is USC Press waiting for another book?
Well, USC Press and Young Palmetto Books right now are not accepting children's book submissions. So right now I'm working on the third folktale, which is Hansel and Gretel, and that takes place in the mountain region. So I'm working on submitting that or potentially publishing it myself.
This means you have some more of that submission process to go through with other publishers.
Yes, yes, I do. So I'm preparing and researching and investigating which publishers might be interested in a Carolina folktale.
Well, Lisa, Thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Lisa Ann Cullen is an author, an illustrator living in Ridgeway, South Carolina. We will have a link to her webpage posted at ours so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.